This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this Saturday's horse show, I spoke with Ann Bormita about her experience with the Morgan horse breed.
Well, I tell you, we got into Morgan horses about 30 years ago. I was drawn to them by just their natural beauty and have come to learn that they are a very wonderful, versatile horse. They are the most willing, wonderful partners I could ever ask for. I am very fortunate to have three Morgan geldings here at the barn, and each one of them has their own unique personality, or horsenality, as some people call it. And I certainly enjoy each one, and each one offers me something different, and each one teaches me something different every day.
And you use your horses for something that Morgan horses generally aren't used for, dressage. You said that normally it's other larger warm-blooded horses who are used for dressage. So why did you decide to get into dressage with your Morgans?
Well, dressage was kind of a little twist of fate for me. I originally had studied the Western vaquero style of riding and was really thoroughly enjoying that and the natural horsemanship. I am a Pirelli student, but I also like the natural horsemanship as well. I study other clinicians, other masters of horsemanship, too, in the natural area. But what had happened was about 4.5 years ago, I was involved in a very serious truck and trailer accident with my horse. And as a result of that, there were some questions whether I would be able to ever ride again or my horse would ever be able to be ridden again. And through a lot of therapy and working with the horse and working with some vets and physical therapists for myself and my horse, we have come back better than ever. And in doing that, I found that I couldn't lift a heavy 45 to 50 pound Western saddle at that time. And my horse needed something better as well because he had back injury. So I looked to dressage because it had a lighter saddle. And I was always interested in dressage because I'm like, okay, they have these letters and you go from X to A, you know, across to M and different letters. I'm like, this is kind of fascinating. It looks fun. So that's what kind of drew me to it. And I asked around and I wanted to find someone that I thought could teach me in a more natural way. And I was referred to Paula Briney at Prairie Pence Farms in Chatham, Illinois. And it has been a really good experience, because I bring my natural horsemanship to it where she brings the dressage. And sometimes our worlds kind of collide a little bit, but we know we're trying to reach the same goal. And she has warm bloods and saddlebreds, and I have Morgans. And although everyone in dressage will tell you that dressage is for every horse, Paula would always say, well, it's a Morgan, you know. Well, I was very thrilled when Eitan Beth Hockamy brought Western dressage to the forefront with a Morgan horse. And he brought that horse to the forefront, and he made the cover of the USDF magazine. And that was pretty extraordinary, because most horses that meet the cover of that magazine are warm bloods or dressage type horses, not thought of. You know, Morgans are not thought of in that area.
So how are you and your horse getting along in dressage? How are you enjoying it?
We love it. We found that it's a lot more contact, but once the horse learns the contact on the bit, he begins to use his body differently and in a better way, and it has changed his whole look, his framing, his muscling throughout his whole body. He uses his body so much differently, and it's just wonderful to ride, because he feels like he enjoys what he's doing, and everything is very elastic and moving. So I thoroughly enjoy that, and in fact we'll be traveling to Florida soon, that I'm going to be studying with Karen Rolfe, who has coined dressage naturally. And she studied for 20 years with Ann Gribbins, who is a well-known U.S. dressage judge. And so Karen has gotten to work with international horses, Olympic horses, and she brings so much to the table but she wants to do it in a natural way. So I'm really excited about getting to study with her.
And you said that you've noticed a difference in your horse and how he moves since you started with dressage. Have you noticed a difference in yourself and your riding techniques?
Absolutely. Yes, that's something that really helped. They've helped me. I've studied with some biomechanic people and helped to get my body more in shape using my body differently. The horse is basically an extension with the rider. His legs become my legs, and he mirrors me. Anywhere I might feel tight or sore or stiff, I can feel that in my horse, in his body. So it's truly a very interesting relationship that you have with your horse. It just feels wonderful.
It sounds like, since it's such a very physical and in-tune form of riding, it sounds like this was really an excellent thing to get into after a serious accident like you were involved in.
Yes, it is. It has been for me. It has been a life-changing experience. But dressage really will benefit any horse. It doesn't matter if you're a hunter-jumper, if you're a reiner, if you're doing cutting. All the dressage is basically, it's a French word for training. And it gets your horse to use his body and use his muscles, all of his muscles, in a much better way. And it can benefit any horse. It truly can.
Do you compete in dressage currently?
No, I do not compete. I am a very competitive person. But I find that the competition, I feel the best when I'm working with my horse and we work through something and I learn a new movement and my horse gets it and it's very smooth and fluid, then I feel I have won. So that's kind of my own competition in my own mind, but I don't compete against others in the show ring.
And what are you hoping to do in the future? Not necessarily with dressage, but with your horses in general and your riding practices.
Well, I'm not sure where the future is going to take me. I kind of let the horses kind of guide me in what we need to be doing at the moment. We do belong to a Morgan Horse Club, the Mississippi Valley Morgan Horse Club. And each year we participate in a demo that we do in Lincoln, New Salem Park in Petersburg, Illinois. It's usually towards the end of July. And that's where I showcase my horses. I bring them up and participate in the demo. And while the others in the group show the typical show horse type, what the horse can do, I typically go and show what I do with my horse, which is totally different. You know, I do dressage, but I also play with my horses. I do things at liberty and working more multiple horses at a time. So although I don't put my horses in the show ring, I do show my horses to promote the Morgan horse and get them out there and let people know what type of horse this is and what can be done with them.
Definitely sounds like a great way to promote the breed. If someone out there is interested in getting into dressage, how do you recommend that they do that?
I would say look for a local instructor. I certainly would recommend Paula Briney at Pretense Farms. Also, another instructor in the local area is Marilyn Weber at Waleb Arabians in Hageman, Illinois. They're very competent. They do compete. And they're very, very well educated and very, very good with a horse.
Again, that was Ann Bormita. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.